all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the final Your Harrogate Podcast of 2023. If you're listening on this side of Christmas, I'm recording this on the 21st of December, so Merry Christmas to you and everybody in your family. Or perhaps you're listening after Christmas. Happy New Year and all the best for 2024. So we've covered a whole array of different topics, spoken to amazing people across the year. Thank you so much if you've listened, if you've been part of it. But we figured that it was a good place to finish for a couple of weeks on episode number 315. And seeing as there is a busy period of local football, it's only right that we have a festive chat to the gaffer of Harrogate Town Football Club. Here comes Simon Weaver. Simon, firstly and foremost, happy birthday for yesterday. Did you have a nice day?
Yes, super day. Had a good walk with my family and then a nice bite to eat just on the fringe of Harrogate, so had a lovely day.
Good stuff. Last time that we have to talk about this, but the Luke Armstrong situation that we can finally put to bed. How satisfied are you with it all now it's gone through? And how long was that deal in the making?
Over the last month. Really, I met up with Greg Abbott, who lives quite local to us, and it was kind of an old school way of dealing with it, you know, face to face. Said, well, what would be, you know, a realistic price? We went through that, and he came back to me over the following weeks. So it's been ongoing for the last 6 weeks, and once we agreed verbally, is similar to me in the fact that that was it. I was never going to, it didn't matter how much someone else would offer. I'd give him my word, and he was the same. Look, that's the deal done. But we're pleased for all parties, really. We knew that Luke's heart was set on, you know, moving on in the last window, and that nothing had changed for this next window. So with that in mind, we wanted to get something set in stone for him to be able to move on and play where he wants to play from the 1st of January.
As one player goes, another old face returns, albeit on a temporary basis, James Belshaw. How pivotal was his role in last week's win against County?
Yeah, certainly a massive role that he played on Saturday. I thought he lifted the crowd in his first save from point blank, but managed to hold it. Distribution better than ever. And plays with charisma, so it added to the already good atmosphere.
A few people have been talking, oh, could he come back on a permanent deal, or is that out of the question?
Not totally out of the question. We're certainly considering everything involved with being able to offer a deal that would bring him here. But there are many factors to consider that perhaps from the outside looking in may not realise exactly, you know, what that would take, and you know, what we've currently got in the building and the contracts, you know, in place already. So a lot to consider and to work hard at if that was to be the case.
And with regards to the performance against Notts County, your thoughts on the 90 minutes? Because a lot of people have been saying best performance of the season all round so far.
Yeah, I think it probably was. I think it was the relentless mindset to get the job done. You know, I think we all were hoping for a really good performance on the back of the Swindon game and then the Wrexham game. And we knew that we'd walk into a positive atmosphere from the Harrogate fans because of recent performances. But then it's another step then, another barrier to breakthrough is to actually get the win and the outcome. And at 2-1, when we've been really good and scored a free kick, when they weren't really putting too much pressure on us, to score the free kick could have changed the mindset, but it didn't. You know, we went up the other end and scored, and that put to bed their fans' expectations and hopes, and we saw the job through.
So important as well, going into a busy festive period, to give you that positive mindset and that confidence must be fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the players were all having their Christmas too.
Yeah,
it's not like the old days, so they don't go out for a beer very much at all. You know, I think the last time was 4 or 5 months ago. But for 27 members of staff to all be together and no one miss, that says a lot. Because people always find ways of not doing it if they're not quite feeling at home. So that was good to hear. But to then go out on the back of that makes that weekend so much more special. And it does give us confidence, you know, being a top team like Notts County. No one can get ahead of themselves because we still can aim higher and aim for more and strive to be better. But definitely on the back of that, you know, we had a great training session on Tuesday where everybody seemed to be trying things in training, which is great because it showed a freedom of mind and spirit.
We're sat at the training ground now, having a natter. How does it always work? Because you always seem to be mad busy with all things like this, interviews, and does Paul look after the training, or how does it operate?
Yeah, so we've set up a video, you know, for the lads to take in about our next opponent's Grimsby, and we ran out of time actually just before training to do that because a pre-FA representative came to speak to the players. So then that would have put, we've only have so much time allocated in the 3G, so that's where I'd have come in and done the video. So we're doing it after training. So then as you've arrived, Ben Rome takes the lads for strengthening, and then the warm-up, quite an extensive warm-up for half an hour. So that's an hour gone. So it gives me time. And then Paul is setting up the passing drills, and then the content for which we both agreed, you know, will take us into Saturday. So he'll prepare the lads who aren't starting in a shape that will look like the Grimsby shape. And that's something that we both agreed how to set up against that. And we talked throughout the week about the tactics to do with that. But then he's got very loud voices, Paul. So it carries in this a troublesome wind. So he can get a message across in that, and then we'll be back in. So I'll go out there and look at characteristics, traits that I want to see, and I know he can deliver that on the pitch to them. And then anything else, you know, we'll reconvene back in the room in there after they've had some lunch, and we'll go through the video and, you know, looked at a couple of key games similar to our shape that the opponents have played against Grimsby, and look at where their strengths lie and weaknesses.
Looking at the period coming up, Grimsby away, and then you've got Accrington and Tranmere, two home games. Hopefully the atmosphere, particularly at the Tranmere game, with DJ Mark Green banging the tunes out again, which I know the players really, really enjoyed on the Friday night. And then on paper, probably the toughest test over that period, Morecambe away. Same plan for each and every game, or do you have to switch it up against those teams?
Well, we were talking about this actually over the last couple of days, Paul and I, that there's tactical tweaks in there. You know, we're a stage where I think we've evolved well enough as a team where the intelligence levels are good enough to be able to recognise what we've said, either on the training pitch or on the video, for the opposition. And say, for example, Grimsby come and press us just with a one, you know, it's a one up front. You know, we can split as a two. If they come with a two, centre forwards, we can split as a three. So whilst it might sound confused, I think we've got the lads who can, no, believe in building up play, but you might need an extra number in there to be able to do that. And then there's a bit of movement ahead of the ball then, where we can bring in George Thompson as an extra midfielder, pull him in from out wide, which then triggers a movement with Kane Ramsey with athleticism. So we've got a lot of good ingredients to be able to play against each opponent in our way and see the little nuances to take advantage of, you know, and to be, keep playing flowing football.
I know you're all used to it. You've been involved in football for many, many years, and it's part and parcel of the sport, of the industry, the fact that you have to give up family time to play at this time of year. You look around and Christmas is obviously family time, everybody's enjoying themselves and eating and drinking, but as footballers, presumably, you've just got to be sensible on Christmas Day before that game on Boxing Day.
Well, of course, it's just balance, isn't it? You know, I think none of the players, honestly, these days will drink on Christmas Day, you know, or Christmas Eve. I think they're sensible. I think the same for staff members. There's a balance, you know, where we can have a glass of wine, you know, on Christmas Day and feel good about life. But at the same time, you know, when there's a Christmas film, and I was sat on the settee, it was my birthday yesterday, sat there with my kids, and I had my iPad on my, and it wasn't open on my lap, and both kids came in for a cuddle. I thought, oh, for an hour and a half, I want this time, and then I can look at it in bed or whatever when they're asleep. And it quite often is the case where they say, "Just can we just have you, you know, with us?" And there's a difference, isn't there, somehow, but between actually being with them and watching something completely different. and playing your little board games and everything, which we do. I think that's important, but I think it's just it's balance, which is anyone who says that they've got the balance right probably isn't quite being truthful. However, it's a great time because there are good games to look forward to. We're familiar with quite a lot of them because of the time we put in at work.
And do you have to turn your hand to cooking on Christmas Day, or is that all sorted for you?
Well, actually, we're going out for Christmas lunch this year, which is good in that respect. But Sally always bags the Christmas lunch normally, in terms of, right, she does it, and even more so when her mum comes to visit, so they all get together in the kitchen. But I do Sunday lunches, but in terms of Christmas dinner, I think it's pride and joy, Sally.
Very good. And just finally, wishes going into 2024?
I'd like to get closer. We're getting closer to the training ground, but to have that confirmed in 2024 would be right at the top of the list. As well, of course, of, I know it probably seems a bit boring when, you know, we're saying keep establishing ourselves at this level, but we are edging to that family review where distribution funds might make it even more feasible to go again as a club. But we'd love to be above mid-table, you know, in 2024, and then come into pre-season thinking, you know what, you know, we're a really good club here.